From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A fierce battle for an Iraqi city. Iraqi government forces met heavy resistance from Islamic State militants in their weeks-old offensive to retake the Anbar provincial town of Fallujah. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi claimed during a visit to the battle zone Saturday that government forces were advancing along a new front from the west of the city. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhada appeared to meet heavy resistance, despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Al Jazeera TV reported that Islamic State militants had repulsed government forces trying to enter Fallujah from the south. Iraqi media showed video of women and children fleeing the city amid reports of dire sanitary conditions and widespread malnutrition. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Two suicide bombers struck close to the Syrian capital Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding dozens more, the latest attack to hit the predominantly Shiite area in recent months. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the bombings through its Amaq news agency, which said there were 3 attacks carried out by suicide bombers. Amaq said 2 attackers were wearing explosive belts while a third was in a car. The blast came as U.S.-backed fighters in northern Syria tightened their siege on the IS stronghold of Manbij, where tens of thousands of civilians are trapped by the fighting. This is VOA News. Libya's pro-government forces fighting to dislodge the Islamic State group from its key bastion of Sirte seized the city port on Friday, as a Libyan spokesman said the group's leaders have fled the city to the open desert south of Sirte. Brigadier General Mohammed al-Ghastri also confirmed that foreign army experts, including Americans and British, are providing support to the forces battling the IS militants. He told the Associated Press the British and U.S. experts are helping us with logistical and intelligence to deal with Daesh suicide bombers and with tactical and strategic planning. Earlier, a media official said that the forces have found bodies of militants handcuffed and shot in the head inside army barracks in the city. President Barack Obama is urging the U.S. Senate to swiftly send him a bill to help Puerto Rico manage its staggering debt crisis. He said Saturday in his weekly address, the House of Representatives has already passed a bipartisan bill to address the crisis, and now the Senate must move quickly to follow suit. He said the island is facing another $2 billion debt payment that it cannot pay.
There's only one way for Puerto Rico to pull itself out of this crisis. And that's by restructuring its debt and finding a sustainable fiscal path toward growth and opportunity for its people.
Obama said only Congress can give Puerto Rico the tools it needs to pull itself out of the crisis. He noted that Puerto Ricans are American citizens, just like folks in Maine or Oklahoma or New Mexico. Puerto Rico is an unincorporated organized territory of the U.S. with Commonwealth status. About a quarter of Air France pilots are striking to demand better working conditions. It's the latest challenge to travelers and France's image as it hosts Europe's biggest sporting event. Weeks of strikes and demonstrations over the country's labor reforms and other industrial disputes have led to panic at the pumps, violent protest in the streets, and most recently, garbage rotting in the gutters. It's a litany of headaches which some Parisians fear will scare away visitors. Up to a fifth of flights are canceled today, Air France said, both domestic and international. Among those affected were flights carrying spectators to cities holding soccer matches in the country. French train drivers have also been on strike for days as garbage was piling up in uncollected areas because of continuing strikes and blockages by trash and garbage collectors. And about 400 Swedish SAS pilots walked off the job Friday in a dispute over wages and working conditions, stranding some 4,000 passengers. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.